This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam, welcome back. Agizunta Zomer. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Yoimi. Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Gimel Sif Beis. Siman Lamed Gimel Sif Beis. We'll start again from Sif Beis. Let's get up the Mar Mekoymos here. Okay, here we go. Im Nifsiku Tfirois HaTfilin. If the stitching of the tefillin snapped, leharambam, according to the Rambam. Now, what does it mean? Imnifsku tefiros hatfillin. Okay, that's from last time's diagram. You have the stitching. We know there's stitching on the top of the titura and underneath the titura. Im hayushteyat firzu betzadzu. If the two stitchings were one on the side of the other. Or if you have a total of three snapped stitchings, so even if it's not opposite each other, they are puzzle. Now, zu bitzad zu means the one here, let's say in this diagram, the snap on top corresponds to the snap on the bottom. So if it's two stitching, zu bitzad zu, oishenifsiko gimel tfirois, afilu zu shaloi keneged zu. That would be a case of gimel, where on the bottom, you just have three stitchings that are not right opposite or next to each other. Harei elupsulim. Babad devar mamurim, when is this talking about? Biyashanim, if it's old tefillin. Ava b'chadashim, but if it's new, so long as the leather of the seat of the bias is extant, it's kosher. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam. Other poiskim argue on the Rambam. They always hold two stitchings are okay. Three that snap. They hold you can't even fix it where it snapped. It's disparaging to the tefillin when it's recognizable that it snapped in three places. Bein b'chadashim, whether it's new, or bein b'yishanim, or whether it's old. V'tzarach lachzor v'litfar mechadash. And you have to go back and sew it again. K'moshin esbar b'tor u'beis yosef le'el b'soif simen lamin beis ayin sham. Zu shaloi k'neged zu. One not opposite each other. Afilu kolecha b'tzar acher. Even if each one is on a different side, one's on the top, two are on the bottom, as long as Moishav Habatim Kayam. Now finally, we get to the picture. What does it mean that Moishav Habatim Kayam? That the leather that the bottom rests on is extant, that's the titura, the Mishnah Berurah says. Hanu titura v'chanal. V'gam v'zeh das rama k'moy b'hagol el. The Ramah, as he added earlier, holds it's not enough for the Moishav Habatim, the Titura, to be Kayam, but you need the Bias itself to be Kayam. It's not enough that the Moishav Habatim is Kayam. You need more than that. You need the Bias itself to be Kayam. Okay, very nice. But he relied on what he said before. Let's continue on the Mechaber. Ve'elu hein chadashim. What does new mean? New means kosha oichzin miksas ha'ar shenikra. Kosha oichzin miksas ha'ar. Anytime you grab, you hold on to part of the hide. Shenikra tfarai. That the stitching tore. The toilin by a tefillin. And you suspend the tefillin. V'hu chazak, and it's strong, v'inoy nifsak, and it doesn't snap. Let's see what this means. Here we have a picture. You grab part of the R. Let's say the stitching tore. Not sure why the stitching would have to tear. I guess if the stitching doesn't tear, there's no way to get a good grip on it. But let's say the stitching tore. And now you could get a good grip on the tefillin. and you're able to hold the tefillin. So then it's considered new tefillin. But if it sort of crumbles and it breaks off and it's not nifsek, that's old tefillin. The definition of new tefillin is you could get a good grip on it. Okay, Haggah. V'yeshayimim, and like we said earlier, de'bechadashim psulim. If it's new, then they're pasul, because that means it wasn't made good to begin with. U'v'yeshanim k'sherim. And if it's old, it's kasher. The toiv lachos shtei hasaros, k'nearly, it is correct to be choshesh for both of these positions. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah, lachos v'atzolaymer, lahachmer machmaza l'chadchila b'shteyem. See, machmer, because of this, l'chadchila by both of them. If you can't find other tefillin, and you can't restitch these tefillin, then yesh lismach al makilan bepsikas hatfirois bein bechadashos ubein beyeshanos. Basically, like this, we should try to be machmer like both shitais that it's puzzle whether it's new or whether it's old. But the truth is, the same way there is a machmer shita both if it's new and if it's old, there's also a lenient shita both if it's new and if it's old. So if you can't find tefillin, other tefillin, and you can't restitch the tefillin, you could be soimich on those who are lenient, whether it's new, whether it's old, bein bebeis tefirais, whether it's two, ubein b'shalosh, or whether it's three. Now, who says it's good if it's three? Because who said it's good, or whether even if it's three? That would be if it's three, you should be careful not to make a bracha on it. Look in the Bir Halacha. So I don't understand what basis would there be. Meaning, have we encountered a shita in the Machaber that if it's three stitches are snapped, then it's good? We found that, according to the Rambam, two zubitzadzu is pasul, or three, even zu shaloi kenegetzu. Oh, I guess that was only by old. But if it was new, then it was still good. Meaning, if it was new, it was still good. But some say, if it's old, it's still good. So therefore, meaning we have a shita that will be machshir under all circumstances. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. That will conclude one learning. Let's go further, because when we have the opportunity, always good to be ahead. So
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.